We make it very easy for you to get on the air and talk to your neighbors.
Could someone talk to me?
And the world.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
The podium is yours.
Impressive.
AM 1460 and worldwide at WVOX.com.
Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where branding gets personal, here on WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial. My name is John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand. Sponsored exclusively today by the Whitmore Group, where a relationship is a partnership. Folks, for those of you joining us for the first time, this show is about transitions and how the science and psychology of branding can change your relationships for the better, your career for the better, your business for the better, your life for the better, so that you can become the brand you are truly meant to be. And it is a call-in show, and it's your show where we want to hear from you. So if you're going through a transition, have any questions concerning your brand or a lot of brands that have been in the news, talk about the Kardashian brand. I think they may be in trouble. If you share that with me, let's give me a call at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. Or if you are email inclined, give me an email at doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. And I don't know if you've heard of this fellow by the name of Drew Manning. Well, if you haven't, folks, I believe you will. And he is the personal trainer that you may have seen profiled on ABC's Good Morning America. And what he decided to do is gain 50 pounds so that he could experience for himself what it would feel like to be 50 pounds or more overweight. All right? And Drew Manning believed that he could be a better trainer if he could experience for himself what his clients felt, internalize these feelings, and so he would know how to react or how overweight people react under these conditions of being overweight. And for me, as a branding guy, it was his way of assessing the needs of his customers by going through the same process each day that overweight people would go through. Folks, this guy's good. And by going through this process of gaining weight, I noticed something else happened. And instead of gaining 50 pounds that he set for himself, he gained 26. That's right, folks. He gained 76 pounds because it appeared that the bad eating itself became addictive and took hold of him once he started this program. So this guy that was so disciplined, what happened was by eating badly, the eating badly behavior took a part of him. This is absolutely incredible. And I have to, from a marketing point of view and a brand point of view, this is a great lesson for you to take away, not only from a personal brand perspective, but if you're a business professional and you have a small business. because it's about combining two concepts of what's being thrown around today. One is the traditional concept of branding, and the other, guerrilla marketing or guerrilla branding, which is basically out of the box, unconventional tactics that you use to get your brand noticed. And this guy has done that. And what's brilliant about what he has done, well, he did what I fight with my colleagues about, because I you know, in the office I have the old guard and the new guard, and the new guard doesn't want anything to do. All they talk about is social media. All they're talking about is being viral. All they're talking about is going guerrilla, and I think that's all wonderful, but you can't forget your brand, and you can't forget the tactics that have worked for companies like Procter & Gamble that have spent 100 years developing these concepts, and they're still around as far as I know. Aren't they? Yes, they are. Many, many, many great brands that have come by through that wonderful brand maker. And the one that immediately comes to mind is Ivory Soap. You know, the soap that floats and the soap that's 99% pure. Pure of what? We don't know, but it's pure. So anyway, let's get back to our friend Mr. Manning here. That what he did is he used the guerrilla approach as well as the traditional by getting his message across through Good Morning America. And what did he do? As he did something that very few trainers would want to do, and that is gain weight. He put his vanity aside to better understand his customers. And that's part of the old guard approach of marketing, which is before you do any of these wonderful guerrilla tactics, once you've done or before you do any of these social media things, you have to understand just what it is your clients want or your customers want. And this was his way, from a guerrilla marketing perspective, from an out-of-the-box, unconventional way of finding out by doing it this way. So, but this guy just didn't stop there. So, you know, he could have just said, okay, what I did is I gained the weight, and see me back, you know, 5 months from now, and you'll see I'll lose it. No. What this guy has done is he's going to lose weight, and you can experience his weight loss on the internet. He's got a website called fit2fat2fit.com. And this coming Saturday, he is beginning his weight loss program, and he's inviting people to work with him in losing the weight. So if you want to lose weight, you can lose it along with him. And it's this idea, which is how I lost my 35 pounds. It's this idea of eating healthy as well as exercise. That is the formula that you have to do. It's not about being on a diet, folks. Believe me, that doesn't work. Before I lost my 35 pounds, and I have kept it off now for 10 years, I was on many, many diets. That's not going to work, all right? So you have to have a wake-up call where you want to eat healthy, because what's going to happen is you're going to have more energy, you're going to feel younger, you're going to feel better about how you look, people are going to interact with you differently. All these wonderful things are going to happen. And this, folks, is so good, because if you want, you can experience it with this fellow, Drew, who now has empathy and understands what his clients, you know, and his virtual clients will be going through. And so as far as I'm concerned, this is marketing the way it's supposed to be. And some takeaways for those of you that are thinking about starting a business or working from home or developing a new brand as you go into start a different career. Here are five, practical items that I took away from what Drew Manning did, and I call him a marketer par excellence. First of all, we learn here, and this is my mantra, very important. When you're marketing a product or service, it's not about you. It's about your customers. And so what Drew did is he realized that it was not himself that he was really concerned about. It was what's going on in the mind of an overweight person. And I don't know if you ever work with trainers. I've worked with a few. And does the word narcissism come to? I shouldn't really say that. But these guys and gals, it's very difficult if you're overweight to approach a person like it's very intimidating. And so what Drew has done is he's broken down that wall to get just about anybody to want to start the process. So remember, it's not about you. It's about your target market. It's about your customers. And then secondly, when you're promoting your brand, think about brand benefits. The youngins today don't want to talk about benefits. And that's where marketing's about. It's not about features. Okay? It's not about how big your hard drive is. It's not how quick it processes it. It's what is that going to do for you, those two features? It's going to get the information out quickly. So always promote benefits, not features. You can identify features, but the real action is benefits. Third, when promoting your brand today, you have to think differently. Everybody is doing the same old stuff. So what you got to do is you got to think in a way that nobody else has been thinking. And that's what we like to call guerrilla marketing. And so what Drew did is he had this idea. He pitched it to, or had his people pitch it to, Good Morning America. And lo and behold, he got a placement. But it didn't end there. What he's doing now is establishing a relationship with Good Morning America and with those people that will, in fact, go to his website. So what you got to do when promoting your brand, think differently. Fourth is to remember to continue the process. And as I just said before, you just don't want to get the one placement. You want people to come back to your website and make sure that your website is information rich, that when people visit your website, they're getting information that's not about you, but it's about how you can help them solve their problems. And the last is, of course, tracking and evaluating the information that you've collected. So my hat is off to Drew Manning for a job well done, and that website starting this Saturday to work off all those LBs is fit, as in FIT, the number two, fat, the number two, fit. So it's fat. So it's fit2fat2fit.com. That's fit2fat2fit.com. I'm having my dyslexia is hitting in there. So if you have any reactions to this and you'd like to share your thoughts, I wanted to give us a call at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. Or you can email me at doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. And, you know, I think it's a good time to talk about the importance of Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn. And if you're interested in finding out about what we do here at Brand Talk and what the Marketing Doctor does, you can look us up on those sites. And now it's time for a word from our sponsor, the Whitmore Group, where a relationship is a partnership.
Folks, insurance is something that we usually don't like to talk about. But at the Whitmore Group, they know how. Whether it's for your business or your home, the Whitmore Group is the place to go. That's where I go for my insurance needs, and I never doubt that they're looking out for me. Simply put, with James Metzger at the helm and his excellent team, your insurance needs are always taken care of. Whether it's commercial property and casualty, personal or health insurance, estate planning, or financial services, the Whitmore Group is where a relationship is a partnership. 516-746-4141 is the number to call. 516-746-4141 or on the web at whitmoregroup.com. And tell them Dr. Tantillo sent you.
We're back. You're listening to Dr. John Tantillo, and this is Brand Talk on WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial. And if you have any questions or reactions to anything that we've said so far concerning brands, your brand, anybody else's brand, we're going to be talking a little bit about the Kardashian brand. And I think it may be in trouble. Winner and loser, we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about John Corzine and everybody's favorite item to talk about, airlines, and what happened with JetBlue and why I named them the winner of the week. That should get some calls coming in. So give us a call at 914-636-0110 or doc@brandtalkradio.com. And, in addition to, talking about the, Kardashian brand and, her recent divorce from, Chris Humphries, boy, there's a brand that's on the ascent, huh? He's going to have, every woman in America feeling sorry for being eaten up alive by this Kardashian person, huh? You know, the rumor was that he wanted to go back to Minnesota and raise children, and she didn't want any part of that. And I just think that with this divorce, and now a lot of people are saying it's a publicity stunt. I really hope it isn't. It could very well be, but I hope it isn't. This could do really bad damage to her brand because it looks like she's insincere. And one of the things, folks, that you never, ever, ever, ever want to do when you are a personality brand is be a phony or be perceived as not caring. And, you know, if you remember, they had to discontinue their credit card. They had their name on a credit card, and the expenses associated with them, the fees expense associated with them, were so outlandish that they had to they had to close it down. It was really, really bad. So the Kardashian brand is in a little bit of turmoil. And what we can really learn from this is that when you are a personality brand, it means that you're dynamic and you're living and you change. Therefore, the decisions that you make about your brand have to be much more conservative. So you can't just, it can't be shooting from the hip. You must be strategic and you must take time and think about the brands that you are going to endorse. And also check your ego at the gate and your personality at the gate, because any sort of mistake that you make in public can have long-term ramifications of the success of the brands that you're associated with. And we know this from Tiger Woods. We know this from Michael Phelps. So when these personalities get into trouble, there's always issues to deal with. So if you like to call in and weigh in, it's 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. You're listening to WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. This is Dr. John Tantillo, and this is Brand Talk, where branding gets personal and practical. So let's talk a little bit about the winner of the week. And what I do, folks, is each week I choose the two brands that I believe have either exceeded or failed in basic brand fundamentals so that you can implement the takeaways into your own brand life. And so, without any further ado, let's talk about the winner of the week. And I guess this should get some people talking, as the gossip folks, you like to say, PATA, people are talking about. Remember JetBlue? You remember last week there was a plane full of folks that were stranded 7 hours on the tarmac in Hartford, and including several people with medical conditions, and you're telling me, Tantillo, that they're a winner? Already I was getting heat. Why are you telling me this? Because in branding, folks, it's not only the situations you get into, it's how you respond to those situations, especially when things go wrong. And the way JetBlue handled it is classic brand management or crisis management. And so more than any other airline, JetBlue's challenge when it comes to the effect of tarmac strandings is bigger than anyone else out there. And you say, why? Because if you remember, it was the infamous JetBlue stranding several years ago that led to the Passenger Bill of Rights, under which the incident in Hartford could cost the airline up to $27,500 per passenger. So the bottom line, other airlines might be stranding issues from time to time, but JetBlue's has a real history here. But again, it's how you respond to a crisis that matters and where the action is, especially one that you really didn't cause. And, one could even argue here that it really wasn't only JetBlue's problem. It was really airports, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But the idea here was that JetBlue was operating in a snowstorm, and while there are different reports of what the pilot did or didn't say, the fact is that most people are reasonable enough to accept that a service operating under difficult and unforeseen conditions, a freak snowstorm in October, how could that be, might face big problems that will impact on their convenience. In fact, with air travel as difficult and as annoying as it is today, the bar to make customers happy is certainly not nearly as high as it once was. So for JetBlue, this means that they had to immediately do four things about this stranding. They had to apologize, they had to take responsibility, promise to do better, and offer a concrete path to doing better. Okay, and Rob Marister, the chief operating officer, delivered a video and written message on their website. This is good stuff when companies do this. And I'm going to quote a part of what he said, and I think other companies can, in fact, learn from this, and we can learn from this. Yes, small businesses can learn from what they said here. And this is what Mr. Marister said, quote, "But let's face it, at JetBlue, you count on us for a lot more, and we promised a lot more. And we know we let some of you down over the course of this weekend. And for that, we are truly sorry." Very, very good. That's me. That's not him. Continuation. "Going forward, we plan to fully participate with the Department of Transportation in cooperating with their investigation into the events over the weekend. And we're going to conduct an internal evaluation so that we can learn from this event, because at the end of the day, you deserve better, and we can expect better from our crew members and our operation. We can only earn your loyalty and trust one flight at a time, and we ask you to give us a second chance. Thank you." Well, I mean, this is really, really, really good. And I think that statement kind of speaks for itself. But so let's see what happens in the months to come. And I just think branding at its best. And if you'd like to give us a call, we're at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. We'll take your questions after the break. And then we'll also talk about our loser of the week, John Corzine.
WVOX Worldwide.
World and national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Lissera. The pace of economic growth is frustratingly slow, says Fed Chair Ben Bernanke. He says things will improve gradually.
The committee expects only a moderate pace of economic growth over coming quarters, reflecting ongoing drags from the troubled housing sector, still tight credit conditions for many households and smaller businesses, volatility in financial markets, fiscal consolidation at all levels of government, and other factors.
Bernanke adding the European debt crisis is a major concern, and it could affect confidence and growth. After some wrangling, the New Hampshire primary date has been set.
Secretary of State Bill Gardner made the announcement this morning at New Hampshire State House. The January 10th date is no surprise, despite rumors that he might jump ahead of Iowa into December. So now the GOP calendar is set, with Iowa's caucuses January 3rd, followed by New Hampshire.
Fox Radio's Mark Bassett, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast Westchester County in the vicinity for this Wednesday afternoon. Skies become mostly sunny. Highs will climb into the upper 50s, mostly clear tonight. Overnight lows upper 30s, close to 40, mostly sunny, near 60 on Thursday. Continued dry weather under cloudy skies Thursday night, mostly sunny. Highs into the middle 50s on Friday. Continued fair and sunny for the weekend. Steve Pelletieri Jr. pointing for WVOX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
55 degrees and sunny.
You know what season it is now, right?
It's rabbit season.
Well,
duck season.
No.
Rabbit season.
Guys.
Duck season.
It's autumn.
Okay.
And we're taking aim on the most fun this fall, right here at VOX.
You're listening to Brand Talk on WVOX. 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and I'm here to listen to you. Are you out of work? Is your career in limbo? Are you struggling over next steps? Let's navigate it through Brand Talk. Call us at 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110, or email us at doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. So how does everyone like that first part? I did get a little heat on my winner from my a good friend in Pennsylvania, my political mentor, Cliff Wilson. And so we'll have to talk a little bit about that. But here's the loser, and it's John Corzine. And it seems that MF Global, the company that he joined after leaving the governorship of New Jersey, has gone bankrupt. And the culprit looks to be very bad judgment on Corzine's part. And Tim Warstall at the Forbes magazine describes it like this, quote, "If you like the story in a nutshell, here it is. MF Global was a broker. They took orders from their customers, did the fiddly bits to actually make the trades happen, then took a small fee on every trade to pay themselves." Nothing wrong there so far. That's me. Now, we'll get back to our friend Tim. "Their customers had also had to put up collateral, i.e. park some cash with the company to cover the risks of the customers' trades." Warstall continues, "MF Global made money on their fees and the interest on the money they were sitting on. As we know, interest rates have been very low for several years now. So to boost the company's profits, John Corzine decided that instead of just being a broker doing technical stuff for other people, they should be a trader, taking their own positions, placing their own money on bets in markets, and making profits, not taking fees. So they went to do this, and the deals they did, the positions they took, went wrong, lost all the firm's money, and so they went bankrupt." End of quote. The brand problem lies in Mr. Corzine, a former trader and leading figure at Goldman Sachs. Many former partners at Goldman Sachs get into trouble when they go out on their own. It's as if the brand discipline at Goldman doesn't translate when they leave. And no matter what you think about Goldman, okay, and what their individual brands are or their individual folks are, there is something to the corporate name or the corporate brand that's what was missing here. And so that there was a culture that it was a Goldman Sachs entity or product. And that I believe, maybe I'm naive, and some people say that I am, that that's what kind of controlled or kept control of the many rogues that were over there. But for Corzine, that didn't seem to happen. The point I'm making here is that John Corzine got into really didn't read the fine print and wasn't really a hands-on player, and as a result his firm and now his brand has gotten into trouble. And what we can learn here from this story, folks, is that when you face when you start a new venture, you got to run it as if it was your first venture. You have to make sure that everything is considered And remember, it's all about your customers and it's about your clients' money, and that there is a trust and that you can't fool around with that. And so the takeaway here for both the winner and loser, for both JetBlue and John Corzine, is when your brand faces a crisis with customers, remember, apologize and promise to make things right. And like I said, I'd love to hear from you. And why don't you give us a call at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. You're listening to Brand Talk here on WVOX Radio, 1460 on your AM dial. And yes, Halloween, we just left that interesting holiday. I'm one of those people that can't really warm up to Halloween. I guess some people say that the way I dress as if I'm always dressing up like it's Halloween. But anyway, it's just not one of my favorite holidays. However, I think anybody who wants to do it should be able to do it, but they should do it remembering their brands. And that, and I like to hear what you folks think about this. Maybe I'm all wrong, or maybe I'm just a fuddy-duddy. But I'd like to hear what you have to say after I throw this out to you at 914-636-0110 here on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. I was watching Good Morning America. As you can see, I watch a lot of Good Morning America. I go through the dial. Sometimes I watch MSNBC, Morning Joe, or Fox and Friends. So I mix it up. I like to try to mix it up, depending on who's on. But I was watching this show. And believe me, if anybody knows me, they know I love to have a great time. I'm really I love to dance. I love to have a wonderful, wonderful time when I'm out. But I'm not a newscaster. And I just simply had real issues with Elliot delivers the news. And Alandria, the gal, introduces the news. And they were dressed up. And they were dancing, and it just, for me, there is a, I just couldn't see Dan Rather or Walter Cronkite doing, or Eric Severide, or any of those great newsies doing that. So, I don't know. I just don't think that that's good for your brand. I don't know how serious you can be taken if somebody sees you all dressed up. But this could be a generational thing. I'm at least open to it, and would love to hear what you have to say at 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. But now it's time for us to talk about one of my favorite parts of the show. It's called Did You Know That? And it's the time for where what I do is give little-known facts, and they're brought center stage for your delight, your amazement, and dare I say, your continuing education. And now, did you know that?
This is Dr. John Tantillo asking, did you know that? Sometimes ordinary people have extraordinary instincts, and when these people follow their instincts, they can change the world. The year is 1932. One Richard M. Hollingshead of Camden, New Jersey, spends months sitting in his car in his driveway. Why is he doing this? The answer after a word from our sponsor. I've known James Metzger, the Whitmore Group CEO, for years. I'm a client and a friend, and I have seen how he fights for his clients and strives to meet their genuine insurance needs. Folks, It's bad to pay for insurance you don't need, but it's worse to think you're protected and then find out you're not. You want the right kind of professionals having your back. The Whitmore Group has your back. It's where a relationship is a partnership. Their number, 516-746-4141, 516-746-4141, or visit them on the web at whitmoregroup.com and tell them Dr. Tantillo sent you. Hollingshead has nailed a sheet to a tree. Onto the sheet he projects films from his 1928 Kodak camera. He parks other cars around his car. He simulates rainy conditions with a lawn sprinkler. You see, Hollingshead believes that people want two things. One, the entertainment that movies provide, and two, the comfort of their own cars. Legend has it that his mother was a large woman and disliked the cramped conditions of most theaters. With this inspirational push, her son is convinced that combining the automobile with the movie will equal a runaway success. So he hammered out the technical problems like poor parking angles and bad sound. A year later, he had a patent. Sadly, lack of immediate public interest and ongoing legal problems harass Hollingshead. But when the 1950s arrived, his invention swept the nation, and Hollingshead's instinct was vindicated. This man from Camden was the inventor of the drive-in movie. And now you can say, yes, I know that.
You're listening to Brand Talk on WVOX AM Radio 1460. I'm Dr. John Tantillo. We have a caller. Caller, what's your name? What's your brand? Where are you from?
Hi, Dr. Santillo. This is Big Tree Small Axe, and I have a small business. I'm a small business owner. I help my clients whittle large projects down to size, complex construction and infrastructure projects. So my brand is Big Tree Small Axe. And
I love it.
No, when they see my email.
I love it. What? By the way, what's your first name again?
I'm Roxanne.
Roxanne, I love it. I love it. You're doing everything right. How can I help you?
Well, you know, I just had a comment, really. I see so many of our leaders in the community and business on television, when a problem happens, they don't take responsibility. And in my line of work, you know, in construction, you have to break eggs to make omelets. So we have to, we do demolition in order to build something new.
Yes.
And
yes.
I find it's very important to stand up, to take responsibility, and to say, as you said, you know, this is a problem. We identify that it's a problem, and we're taking responsibility, and we're going to fix it. And to be, you know, really committed to seeing the project or the problem to the end. I think that we live in a day and age where I don't think anybody expects anything to go without a hitch, but the question is whether or not you're going to stand there and stand behind your client and keep pushing until the issue is resolved or the client feels happy. I think that's what I do. I'm a small business person. I see leaders distancing themselves from problems, saying that they don't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. Just take responsibility. Say, I made a mistake. Once you admit that a mistake has been made, if you own it and you find ways to cure it, I think that that's so much more noble.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. You're hitting exactly what I talk about all the time, and it's just so refreshing that you get it. By the way, you sound like you're such a successful individual. In today's world, it's very, very tough to keep a job. So what would you recommend if somebody was first starting out and wanted to get into business for themselves? What would you recommend they do?
You know, it is. I started my business over 10 years ago, and I had 20 years, have 25 years in the construction industry.
Yes.
And I am constantly having to make it rain. I'm the yes. one who, like,
I know
to
that.
Find the projects
yes.
To identify where there's a need mm-hmm. and try to insert myself to mm-hmm. find a little piece of business, a hook. And for people who are starting businesses today, my heart really goes out to them because it's a tremendously difficult to identify that niche that hasn't already been taken, you know. And if you are able to provide a service to make something better, to do something that mm-hmm. nobody else wants to do.
Right.
No, and that's really what business. My business is basically, it's a service business. It's a knowledge-based business. We try to help people do the parts of the business that they don't understand or they're not able to do themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, all this about the economy being very bad, I think for micro businesses, things couldn't be better.
Right. Because the price is right. Because what they're doing is you're giving them a great service at a reduced rate. What do I mean by that? If they were to use a larger organization, what's going to happen is they're going to pay a lot more money.
Exactly. So we have the ability to be very flexible. The micro businesses around, and I know there are a number of them in New Rochelle. New Rochelle's a great place for micro business because we're the hometown. We have beautiful homes. We can have our offices in our homes.
Mm-hmm.
And we are providing, there's a core of workers here who are providing intelligent, knowledge-based services with less overhead. And that will hopefully get us through the hard times. And when things are good again, you know, we'll be able to ramp up and maybe bring on a few more workers. That would be the ideal, you know. But until then, I think if you're able to start your own business, find a service that no one else wants to do.
Right.
And do that.
And we learned something from you today. Micro businesses. Thank you so much, Roxanne, and for calling. And call anytime.
Okay. I enjoy listening to your program.
Oh, thank you so much, Roxanne. And there you go. If you have a business that you want to talk about or you're thinking about going into, why don't you give us a call at 914-636-0110. I never heard of micro business. That's the great thing about being a teacher. And that's my brand. Even though I am a radio show host, I'm also a teacher. And I guess I'm also a student. And I'm always learning, and that was really, really good. And I really can identify exactly what Roxanne has said. And anyway, if you like to call us, 914-636-0110, or you can give us a call at the email at doc@brandtalkradio.com. We have another caller. What's your name? What's your brand? Where you from?
Hi, my name is Vince. I'm in New Rochelle, and this may not be 100% germane, but I just thought I'd let you and your listeners become aware of this. I just came home today to my residence, and there is a flyer that is being circulated in the mail. It's unattributed. It has no name on it, no return address, which is a real hateful thing about Richard St. Paul, who's running for mayor.
Uh-huh.
It's a horrible piece of literature for someone to mail before an election,
right?
Try to go through character assassination,
mm-hmm.
and they don't even have the courtesy or dignity to put their name on it,
right?
Or attribute it. Now, I'm going to call the bulk mailing unit in White Plains, and their number is 697-7000. I was told by the postmaster in New Rochelle that the permit number on this bulk mailing, permit number 1104, can be gotten, so I can find out who the bum is that decided to send this hate mail to us in New Rochelle.
Yeah, well, I can appreciate your outrage, Vince, and I thank you for calling. Thanks a lot. We're back. It's 914-636-0110. If you have anything that you want to talk about concerning brands, that would be great. We generally don't like to talk about politics on the show unless it's brand related. But I just wanted to let I just wanted to make that clear, but we do appreciate all callers. So where we left off at our last spot was Did You Know That? And the drive-in movie. And it was funny because one of my colleagues at the station said to me, and you realize, John, that the poor guy never made a cent on his invention? And, you know, there are a lot of folks that are like that, that have these great ideas and really never are able to make it a commercial success. But what's important here with this story of the drive-in movie is the idea that the commercialization aside, the person tried to satisfy a need in the marketplace. And that was this idea of merging both the automobile, which people loved, and going to the movies. And that, if anybody if you're too young to know about the 1950s, the 1950s was really the automobile's heyday. And President Eisenhower really changed the United States by developing the, and I guess this was because in Europe, and he was involved in World War II, what he was able to do is develop the interstate system. That interstate system really developed the car industry and made Detroit and the automobile brands of the time really, really important players and billion-dollar companies, and really changed the United States. So what our friend did, Hollingsworth, did with the drive-in is brought these two great pastimes, going to the movies and being in the automobile or seeing the USA in your Chevrolet. It was just really, really a great idea, and how he took the time to perfect it. And once again, it was a situation that was personally motivated. And a lot of things happen like that in life. And that his mother was a large woman and she wasn't comfortable at the theater. So it was the automobile where she had plenty of room and she could make she could be very, very comfortable and still see the movies that she wanted before. And remember, in those days, a movie before it got to TV would take 10-15 years to get on the television. So it's not like it is today. So it was a very, very different system. So our hats go out for our friend Hollingshead for doing for coming up with the drive-in. And you have to understand as well before I leave this, which is very important, is it wasn't accepted right away. And he knew that it wasn't going to be accepted. And so he did, at the time, a guerrilla kind of tactic by having people, sample a little bit of it during the day so that they would know how it worked and wouldn't be so frightened by it. So anyway, I just think that was a very interesting note on things. And what do you think about the drive-in movies? I didn't go to a drive-in movie as a child. I was deprived. The one I went to was in the 1980s. The only drive-in I went to was in the 1980s, and it was Chinatown on Long Island in Westbury, and that has gone the way of every other drive-in movie. But how do you feel about the drive-in? It's 914-636-0110. This is Brand Talk. I'm John Tantillo, the marketing doctor. You're listening to WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And so the last item I would like to talk about is Regis, the Regis brand, and I believe it's November the 18th is his last day on the Regis and Kelly show. And I met Regis when I was teaching at St. John's University. And I was a professor there, and he came and addressed the students, and he was wonderful. And this is my Regis story. And we go to lunch, and he says to me, so what's good here? What should I get? And I said, well, if I were you, Regis, I would get the chicken salad. And he said, okay. And he orders the chicken salad. He says, this is great chicken salad. You are absolutely right. So I said, well, thank you. And I noticed he, first of all, he was in great shape. I mean, the guy was in really great shape. This was 20 years ago. He was like in his late 50s, early 60s. But he only ate half the sandwich. So, I mean, I was kind of shocked. And then, like years later, I talked to somebody who was also thin. And he told me how he works at being thin or being in shape. And then it dawned on me that's why he looked as well as he did. He only ate a half of the chicken salad sandwich. But that was my story with Regis. And I met him just recently at an event, and we were doing shtick together. He's a very, very nice man. He goes to the same restaurant we go to and all of that. But look, I can't believe it. Time has gone by. And folks, that's our show. So listen to Brand Talk every Wednesday from 3 to 4 on WVOX, 1460 on your AM dial. This is Dr. John Tantillo saying it's always easier when you keep your brand in mind. See you next week.
We're easy to operate.
Right at your fingertips.
And best of all, free to enjoy.
This could save us a lot of money.
AM 1460 WVOX and WVIP HD2, New Rochelle.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. There is no fast track for the U.S. economic recovery from the Fed, but the Fed chief says there will be growth. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The trouble.